KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy, and we have 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy here today, with a high around 30. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Police in Red Oak arrested 39-year-old Jason Neal Beecham Sunday night. The Red Oak man was pulled over in the 100 block of West Hammond Street at around 8:30 p.m. and charged with driving while revoked, OWI related. Beecham was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. In news from over the weekend, an accident early Saturday morning in Audubon County claimed the life of an Audubon man. The Sheriff's Department says authorities received a report around 1:30 a.m. about an accident in the 200 block of 190th Street, about 3 miles northeast of Audubon. When deputies arrived, they found a wrecked pickup truck and the driver, 19-year-old Matthew Terry Sundberg of Audubon, deceased. Funeral services for Matthew Sundberg will be held Wednesday morning in Audubon. Iowa authorities have identified 5 people killed in a head-on crash in Sloan or near Sloan this weekend in northwest Iowa. The State Patrol released the names of the people who died in the Saturday afternoon crash that happened on Iowa Highway 141 east of Sloan. 46-year-old Gabramichael, 34-year-old Johannes Tesfermarium, and 60-year-old Bata Gabramedin died while riding in a 2002 Chevrolet Trailblazer driven by 53-year-old Shashe Gidi. Everyone in the SUV is from Sioux City. 80-year-old Donna Tim of Ute, Iowa, and 70-year-old Myrna Malone of Des Moines both died while riding in the GMC pickup truck driven by 70-year-old Larry Malone of Des Moines. Both drivers and an unidentified passenger in the pickup were taken to Sioux City hospitals. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening at the Media Center in the high school. During the meeting, which begins at 7:30, the board will act on approving a head boys varsity swimming coach, discuss the administrative evaluation process, and receive a technology update from District Technology Coordinator Roger Warren. And that's expected to include an update on the one-to-one laptop computer initiative, which went into effect earlier this year. They'll also discuss recent Iowa Association of School Board development activity. The Atlantic City Council will get a jump on the next mowing season during their next regular meeting when they act on the first reading of a new mowing of properties ordinance. The ordinance requires any property in the City of Atlantic, whether vacated or non-vacated, to be mowed when the vegetation reaches a height of more than 12 inches by the 1st and 15th day of the month in May, June, July, August, September, and October. If the property owner fails to comply, the city or its agents may mow any property by the aforementioned dates and charge $75 per hour to do so. In addition, a surcharge of $100 will be assessed to the property owner. Any property owners who fail to mow their properties and allow the city to do so and who do not provide payment for the mowing as required will be assessed by the city for such costs on their general property taxes. And any billings for mowing done by the city or its agents will be sent by regular mail and are payable within 30 days of the billing date. The ordinance goes into effect after its final passage and approval and publication as provided by law. Residents in northwest Iowa could soon have their own winter wonderland. The Sioux City Council will consider today on a $2.3 million proposal for a winter recreational project at the city's new Cone Park. The project will be built on city-owned land next to the IBP Ice Center at Lewis and Clark Park in Morningside. A recommendation based on a recent community survey says the park could include such features as hills for sledding and tubing, trails for cross-country skiing and warm-weather hiking, along with tow ropes, an outdoor ice skating rink, and a warming house. The recommendation also suggests the city charge an admission fee, provide concessions and equipment rentals, and make the park available for private rentals year-round. In the funeral announcements, Ivan Christensen, age 82, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday in Woodbine. Funeral services for Ivan Christensen will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Harry Rohnfeld, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Harry Rohnfeld will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alice Moon, age 102, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Alice Moon will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Kathleen Moorhead, age 61, of Boonville and formerly of Casey, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Kathleen Moorhead will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Barry Kuzel, age 69, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Barry Kuzel will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jerry Riddle, age 75, of Exira, died Friday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Jerry Riddle will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Matthew Sundberg, age 19, of Audubon, died Saturday morning east of Audubon. Funeral services for Matthew Sundberg will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dwight Hafner, age 94, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Dwight Hafner will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Dave Holst, age 64, of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. Services for Dave Holst are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.